Did you know we have a federal election going on?
I did.
Good.
I've even had a door knocker.
Who came?
Marlo.
Oh, okay.
The liberal candidate came to my door. It didn't last very long because I was like, hey, Marlo, it's Tanya.
Oh,
so
hey,
I'm all good. He's like, oh, hey, what's up?
We're going to get an opportunity to meet our candidates, most of them at least, at a couple of forums going on here. This coming Tuesday, there's one in Canmore at Silvertip. Ron Rempel from BODA is going to be the moderator of that forum. And then October 15th, there's one scheduled. It's going to be at the Banff High School. It's being put on by the Banff Lake Louise Hotel Motel Association, as well as AMPI. And I'm actually going to be moderating that forum, which is
awesome.
Which is cool. I've never moderated a forum before. I'm really looking forward to the challenge, though. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Despite all my complaining about covering elections, I really love forums because it is the one essential opportunity that residents of a community can attend one place, meet all the candidates, and get a sense for them as people, get a sense for their personal platforms, their party platforms, and then see them interact with each other on discussions, especially because of the fact that our riding is such a critical tourism-based riding.
Mm-hmm.
We have a national park here, which takes our level of interacting with government on a daily basis to a federal level.
A story in the Outlook this week about the fact that the NDP, Green, and Liberal candidates have all confirmed for both Canmore and Banff forums. The only person that hasn't confirmed for either of them is Mr. Blake Richards running for the Conservatives once again.
A lot of it comes down to an assertion that there should only be one forum in the Bow Valley. That's an opinion that someone can have. However, the fact that there are people interested enough in the election to organize a forum in each community, I think speaks to the fact that both would like an opportunity to have candidates address them. The Canmore Forum, there was some question, do we hold it if Blake's not attending? And I was very much in favor. Even if he's not there, we're providing an opportunity for democracy to happen just through having a place and a time where everyone can get together and politics are discussed. The Banff Forum is a little more trickier and a little more politics because I believe the issue that Blake's campaign has with it is with the format and whether or not there is open debate or rebuttals between candidates and questions from the floor.
Right.
I find myself a little bit disappointed because this is not his first election and this is not the first time we've held a forum in Banff, and it is exactly the same as it has been in the past.
Mm.
So what's changed?
As the moderator of the Banff Forum, I don't really want to get too much into it. I don't want people to think I'm not impartial, because I'm going to be very impartial at this. What I can say is that the format does not allow for personal attacks. Anyone, whether it's a candidate or a question from the floor, starts to really get into one of the candidates, I'm going to shut that down right there.
You shut it down, Rob. You shut it down.
Topics are going to include things like housing, environment, ecological integrity, labor, tourism. So, you know, all stuff that's the bread and butter of our area. And if the candidates do their research, they should be able to answer them quite well. And if, you know, if they're informed candidates, I don't think it'll be a problem for them to answer spontaneous questions from the floor.
Real solid conversation about the issues that are at play in our riding is absolutely what we need leading up to an election. The forums are the best opportunity we have to get to know these people. So
once again, Tuesday up at Silvertip in Canmore, and then October 15th at the high school for the Banff one. Mark them down in your calendars.